Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tommy Heath. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bobo Newsom. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larry for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Almada reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hale picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hale. Almada scores. McQuinn moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes McQuinn trying to get to home. Weatherly throws the ball into Hemsley, who tags McQuinn, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Mills moves to second. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly. Hefner reaches second base with a double. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Hefner moves to third. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hefner scores. It's 4-0, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Almada moves to third. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Clift strikes out. Hemsley drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Clift out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale is hit by the pitch. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly takes first base on ball 4. Campbell moves to third. Hale moves to second. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trotsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Campbell scores. Hale scores. Weatherly moves to third. It's 4-2, Browns. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Trotsky moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Bell chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Hefner. Hefner fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Hefner. Weatherly scores. Trotsky scores. Keltner goes all the way around to score. Hemsley moves all the way to home. It's 6-4, Indians. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-0 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Heath settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Almada hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Almada reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Almada scores. Mills moves to second. It's 6-5, Indians. Johnny Humphreys now pitching. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mills. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Keltner applying the tag. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 5. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Newsome covering, for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to third. Kress moves to second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell scores. Kress moves to third. One out. It's Indians, 6, Browns, 6. Bobo Newsome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsome is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsome hits a pop-up towards the mound. Humphreys catches it and throws to third to double up Kress. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 6. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Humphreys reaches second base with a double. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. Larry bunts towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Hefner covering, for the out. Humphreys moves to third. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Humphreys scores. It's 7-6, Indians. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Campbell strikes out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mills strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 6. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath strikes out. 1 out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Weatherly hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clift moves to second. 1 out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hemsley. Clift moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kress strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Tommy Heath. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clift scores. It's Indians, 7, Browns, 7. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hefner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Bobo Newsome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsome is 0 for 2 in the game. Newsome hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 7. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan now catching. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Hemsley hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Humphreys strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Almada hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Feller now pitching. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Almada moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. McQuinn is walked intentionally. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Almada scores. McQuinn moves to second. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.